And Doc was from New Orleans?
Looks like his bodyguards would have had an awful lot of chances to get him before Reese came along. I don't think that...
Incidentally, I just picked up a book and I was reading about this grand chess player in the 1800s from New Orleans. There was some really great chess player that lived in New Orleans in the 1800s.
I wouldn't know him.
I don't play chess either, but...
I saw an article in the morning paper where a great chess player beat a computer. A computerized...
must have been Bobby Fischer.
No, he wasn't a big name in chess, but he had had a bet with some of his peers that he could beat a computer.
I think maybe the computer was on holiday.
Huh?
Maybe the computer was on holiday. Well, you see, your computers can only be programmed by humans. So, unless it had some sort of mathematical
Well, it's in the day's paper, in the Picayune. He did, he beat him, and he beat the computer. It took him about 4.5 hours.
You get the Picayune?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a, how big is Picayune? Is that about the size of Slidell?
No, the Picayune is not the Picayune, Mississippi paper.
Oh, the Times Picayune.
Times Picayune is in New Orleans.
I'm sorry, what is a Picayune? Why are they called that?
Picayune used to be the name of a 5-cent piece. And that's what they used to call a nickel. And I don't know, at times, I don't know
why. They have a town up there named Nicholson, and then right above it is Picayune.
Yeah, they have towns.
But it's not
in Mississippi.
M-I-C-K-E-L-S-O-N. But I mean,
it's Picayune was the name for a 5-cent piece in New Orleans, didn't it?
Oh, was it? I don't remember any of that.
I think that there was an old name for a nickel in New Orleans at one time.
He was wanting to know how Picayune, Mississippi got its name. Is that it? Or how did they name the paper?
Well, I don't know how Picayune got its name. Mississippi, it's only about 18 miles north of it.
Yeah, it's right on the interstate, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people mentioned it, so I just looked it up yesterday. I noticed it's really close, so I guess there's a lot of traffic back and forth.
Well, the interstate really goes on the outskirts of Picayune. It doesn't go through it.
Kind of like this interstate.
Yeah.
On the outskirts of Scott.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, it had a little to do with the mushroom growth of Slidell.
Yeah, it's built into the interstate. Everybody that owns anything on these access and egress roads to the interstate wants commercial property zone, and we think that's where the business is going to be.
Yeah.
And so far, it has developed that way. You know, Gorse Boulevard and the Wrigley's Road, that's the two accesses we have to the interstate, and you want all that commercialized.
Now, on a wagon, when you had a wagon, the things that, the thing that ran down between the horses was called a...
Tongue?
Yeah. And did you ever see a buggy? You know, a buggy would have them...
Shafts.
Yeah.
They would have a shaft on each side of the horse. And
yeah.
You would harness the horse to the shaft.
Yeah.
Breeching and toe straps to the single tree on a buggy.
Yeah.
And you had a single tree on a double... team of horses or mules, you see.
Yeah. A double team of mules, would that be four?